Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Truth Hurts. Today, I want to talk to you guys about shadow banning. I spoke about shadow banning maybe about a year ago. I made a podcast, actually, and I never dropped it, but I think it's a good time to drop it as I just released the Kanye West podcast, and I detailed what he talked about on his recent, you know, viral interview with Noriega, Drink Champs, right, and on Revolt TV. And one of the things that Kanye talked about in the interview was shadow banning, right? I think when he was talking about it, he referenced the shadow banning that happens to him on Twitter. And I can tell you, as a person who's launched 10, 20 Twitter pages for different reasons, financial stuff, NFT stuff, but also social stuff, stuff like my Truth Hurts page and things like that. And I tell you, there's just almost nothing you can do to penetrate the shadow ban, like pretty much the more bubbly or low frequency your content is, just nonsense content, or if you are attacking people, if you make jokes and disses, this is what they pump around. They don't pump around any sort of consciousness or anything. Like, it literally will not get shown to people, or it's shown at such a lower level. So Twitter and every single platform I've ever been on, the algorithms are just geared like to like basically incite people, because that's, they're just trying to get a reaction. And if I know what I know about programming and machine learning, these algorithms are just set up for reaction. So it's like independent variables and the dependent variable. The dependent variable is the engagement. They just need you to engage. And if they're just tracking human behaviors, I've spoken about this many times, all of the algorithms are going to keep leading to fuckery until you tweak them. Because if here's what I mean, how a machine learning algorithm works, you load in all these independent variables, right? All of the other things you could be tracking in terms of somebody's social media content, and you're trying to pick the one, right? The dependent variable is the engagement. That's what you're trying to see. What of all these independent variables, which would be their content, the type of things that they post, which one of those independent variables, or the which collection, or which set of independent variables leads to the highest set of engagement. I'm telling you that people respond to negativity before positivity. If you insult somebody, they'll probably respond to you faster than if you gave them a compliment. So with that being said, Twitter is no different. That when you start posting stuff that's controversial, that doesn't just make somebody mad and engage, it's just not going to get promoted. Now, to the level that they target this content and ban it, you know, I know people that even deal with this stuff, but they all deny it. I know that they're lying. At the end of the day, it's there. Like, you know, every company does it differently. You'll see it in different ways, but you can tell. And you can do certain things. You can test other people's pages, have them do the same thing. You'll see right away when you see the engagement that the shadow ban is real. So now, everybody's reason for shadow banning is different. Some people are in the matrix. Some people just don't want controversial things. Some people have an agenda, right? Some companies and social media platforms have an agenda. But shadow banning is one of the biggest things that stop consciousness from spreading, right? And like I told you on the other podcast, what they do, just like what they did with Kanye, what they'll talk about is just the lowest frequency. Like, he'll have this interview, and 80% of it was like him speaking of the depth of his mind and how he does what he does and everything. And every single article for the next weeks will just be about a girlfriend or who he's beefing with. It's always lowering your frequency. You can never think about a macro idea and organization and progress and group and crowd thinking to channel frequencies towards bigger goals. This will always be non-reported, right? Or literally shut down in favor of, who did he talk about? Ooh, is he talking about this person? Beefing and fighting. This is the frequency which is promoted, which is the problem with social media, which is why I prefer decentralized everything. People, I can take all of the negative stuff that comes with it, all of it, right? Because you just find these people and do what you got to do. At the end of the day, let the organic engagement decide what people see. And the reason why I say this, some people, oh, you have to censor. But no, the problem is it's not general censoring, it's selected censoring. And I know, there's like I said, even happens to Kanye West at that level. When he started tweeting those things, right? About abortion, right? like he talked about abortion on the interview when he started tweeting about abortion and the numbers, the 45 million babies that you're killing and all this. Now here comes the shadow ban, because you're going against the narrative. You can talk about killing niggas all day. You can't talk about women killing babies. That's just not acceptable in this paradigm, right? So when you go to things outside the paradigm, you're shadow banned. So guys, this one is going to be so quick because it's so simple. And I'm just going to tell you what happened to me on this platform. So I use, what is this? Now, it goes on all platforms. So wherever you're listening to this, you know, you can listen to it on Spotify or Apple. But I shoot this on a specific platform. I'm not even going to blow them up, because it pays. It makes no difference. But here's what they did. I started this podcast roughly 2.5 years ago. Nipsey Hussle, who I knew about for years, but became interested in him about 2 years ago when I started to hear more interviews with him. And when he was aware of cryptocurrency and I saw what he was doing with tech and computers and making the store, I said, this is a visionary. He sees the thing. And then also when I saw the altruism that he was doing, just like he was really getting in there trying to get affordable housing and try to get the kids into tech centers. This man was coming for the real. He wasn't being bought out. He was coming for the real. So I said, yes, I like Nipsey Hussle, because I love when a person that's in the world, right, got the charisma, rapping or entertainment, actually has some consciousness, because most of them don't, or they're just going to just do what they're told. So when somebody actually has some influence and they start doing that, I'm a fan, because I know we're the same people almost, but you have more influence right now and you can reach more people. So I support you. When Nipsey Hussle died, I was just so angry. But like Nipsey said, it's not about me. And like anybody said, like this is any, you gotta, not anybody, but the real leaders, they tell you, it's not about me. I'm just inspiring you. What do I say? It's not about no truth hurts. I'm inspiring you to do something different if you feel my content, if you understand what I'm saying, if it means anything to you. Do something about it. You become the vessel. I actually, a person who I spoke to maybe a couple years ago on Instagram, I just was going down my feed on this thing and I saw that she started her own podcast. I told her to do it and then I looked, she has 7 episodes. That's what I'm talking about. Meet another spirit, encourage them. And those episodes have hit different people than my episodes have hit, right? So that's how you spread, right? You spread the word and you spread the knowledge. But long story short, I start the podcast in May 2019. The first couple podcasts I do are about Nipsey Hussle and the suspicion and everything around that situation. I start making podcasts continuously, and I'm going to say within a month and a half, I think it was the week of June 24th or July 24th, right? Within a month and a half, my numbers had gone so ridiculous. Like within a week, it was like, it broke out. Like in 1 week, I had like 432 views, right? And mind you, this is a podcast views, organic, no marketing. So that may not sound crazy, but comparatively, it is crazy. And that's the start of you going viral. So I saw that it was 452. And then the next week, it was 960 something. Literally. And I'll screenshot the actual analytics for this podcast so you can see it. The analytics are still there. And when that week where it hit 962, something happened. And I've been using this app recording these now for 2.5 years. So listen carefully to what I'm saying. In the 2.5 years that I've used this app, what happened on this day, these couple of days that I'm about to explain to you, never happened before and has never happened again. Say it one more time. I've been using the same app to record these for 2.5 years now. In those 2.5 years, nothing, what happened on that couple of days didn't happen before and has never happened since. So what happened? Well, I go on, I'm logging on, and I can't log on. Like the app is acting funny, it's jumping out. for about 16 to maybe 30 hours, something like that. I couldn't really record. The whole thing was like, it was like maybe they were making an update to the app, but there was no general update. I checked on other sites and stuff like that, not logged in. So it was like just with my account. So I saw they were, something was happening with my account. I mean, I didn't know what it was, but I saw something was happening. There was like a time frame that they were doing something on the back end. Now me, mind you, I'm a programmer and I know how to cook up a server, write a basic back end and connect that to a basic front end and run that to a web app. I'm somewhat aware. I don't build mobile stuff like that, but I know this process. So I'm not just some regular person that doesn't understand this. I can literally build these type of things. So that's why when I saw the functionality, if this is not a global or app-wide update, you're doing something to my account. You're updating it, you're putting or taking privileges, you're tweaking the user state of my account. Meaning that, like, if you imagine a company has 10 accounts that they're monitoring for a podcast, these have things called APIs, right? They can use other things, but this is a good way to explain it. And it's like, that is a direct connection. So like to Apple, to Spotify, these people probably have APIs where they send information. It's like a request of information. It's an easy way to send the information over. So I'm sure if they don't use the API, they use something else, but they use something like an API to extract that user information. Once I publish this podcast, that's how it gets disseminated to all those people. But in that API, there's a ton of information. There's a description. You can add information. You can take information. You can just send the podcast over. You can do a lot of things. So I don't know, since I don't work in that specific thing, exactly all of the information that is supposed to be transmitted, right, from my user account on this app to these different platforms, right, and then the resulting analytics that comes back. I don't know that process, but I know that it works somewhat. Like I said, that you have some sort of information that they're sending from my account and they're sending it to these platforms. To me, you are updating or doing something different to my account. So you may ask yourself, what happened? Well, I'll tell you what happened. After I actually sent them a message on the app, the support site, and I said something's going on with my app, and they said, oh, nothing, this is just an update or something, and I should actually go back and get that communication. But they said something, they said, oh, your thing should be fine. All right, so I go back, and then what I noticed was my views plummeted. So not only did I never ever see anywhere close to 900, I never even saw close to 400, and I could never ever get it up, no matter what topic I talked about. Nipsey Hussle was a big topic, but there have been bigger topics, and I've had bigger podcasts since then. I've had podcasts that have thousands of views. So I could never ever get that viewership again. After that event, it wasn't just some random day and things just changed. No, they admitted that they were doing something to my account, which was shadow banning it because of the nature of the content, right? This is a controversial content in which I deal with. So I don't know how the rules work in their world, but they got the word when they probably see what's viral, they listen to it, they get feedback or whatever, and they decide, what's that? Same way they cut off my, sponsorship. So like, if you notice on some of my podcasts earlier, I had to sponsor stuff. I could take it off every one now, but just randomly it just stopped. Now I've only made $93. Like literally I just did it to kind of support this app because, you know, they're the ones who helped me get started. But I even asked, how can I put new ads? And they sent back a generic message where clearly I'm shadow banned from ads. So you shadow banned me from ads because of the content. That's fine. Your ad person doesn't have to align themselves with content. But you shadow banned my views and my exposure. And I'm not going to go into it, but I've done so many things in life, and this has happened to me in so many worlds. I mean, I can't even lie to you. This is, it's not a, that's why when you see people like Kanye West, this happens to everybody. Nobody's exempt, right? Even Farrakhan and David Icke, right? When you say things that they don't want people to hear, they will shut it down, because you got to remember, this is like, this starts at the top, and it's like, I don't know exactly the chain, but it's word to word to word to word to word till you get the word, like you're playing with fire, right? Right? Like even in a Kanye West interview, you see when he, it went blank when he talked about Kamala Harris. Noriega's like, you can't do that, can't do that, can't do that. Right? That's too much. That's trouble. So, guys, all I'm doing is informing you that the shadow ban is real. It's even happened to this podcast that you're listening to. Since then, I'm going to show the stats. But like I said, I'll get anywhere from, you know, 40 to, you know, 1,500 views, right? On a podcast. I think my range is somewhere like that. But the average one generally is like, you know, 50, 60 views, which is great. I have tens of thousands of views collectively. But it's not about views and listens. You know, what it's about to me is about views and listens because I just want people to hear it. If you want to find it, I want you to be able to find it. And that's why decentralization, and I'm going to, you know, shoot some more podcasts and release some other podcasts in which I talk more about the new world that we're going into and what the potential is and how these people are going to try to stop it. Because that new world is like a more, it's a decentralized world where you have more control of your content and it cannot be filtered. The exposure behind it cannot just be easily filtered to where some company is deciding what people see. You see, like Facebook, they decide that you see things that anger you so they can make more money. They make 98% of their money from ad revenue, right? The ads want you to engage. So they need people to engage. So the algorithm is set up to trigger engagement. And like I told you, negative shit triggers engagement. They could tweak these algorithms, but it would not be as effective. So when you're talking all positive stuff, that's why these places become cesspools of just anger and just dissing. Like, to be honest with you, even on Twitter, where like, I just can't get the page off the ground, the two words. It just will not let it get out. I'll check how many people saw my tweets and it's like, wow. They just will not let it get out. And I've had thousands of tweets. I tried to really do everything and I cannot get views, but I could start a page today and get the same amount of followers. A nonsense page about fucking some stupidity. So until we get rid of these censorship systems, you're never going to fully know the truth. Because even when people come and tell you the truth, right, they're just going to censor it or just change the narrative. Even like Kanye West. He tells you these things, but when if you don't watch it and you don't absorb it yourself, you're just going to think that it was about dissing people and Kim Kardashian. Because that's the frequency in which they always will operate. They will shadow ban talking about abortion. They won't mention that he talked about the 808 frequency. They won't mention that he talked about the 12 tribes of Israel. They won't mention that he said half of the black babies are killed through abortion. We lose half of babies being born every year die to abortion. Whatever you feel about that, they will not mention that he cited those type of issues with numerous other issues. It will always go down to the lowest frequency. So low frequency and shadow banning is real, guys. If you want to get your message out there, support Web3, support decentralization, move out of the old world and get into a world where you have control of your content and you decide what you want to see and what you don't want to see. And you take the responsibility of digesting information and processing it. The truth hurts.